I'm going to call a monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:30 and start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation under God,
justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Bob Miani.
Here.
Rose Pertoso.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Kelly right. Curtis.
Present.
And James DeMeo.
Here.
Hi. My audio, stop video.
I don't see anyone from the public here, so we'll leave that open. We'll come back to it. And we'll go on to the engineer's report. Rob?
Should I leave the meeting?
Come okay, back in. For the facilities plan, we submitted that back in June of 2020. We have a meeting scheduled for Monday afternoon with DEP to discuss moving forward with that and see what we're going to be doing, particularly because everybody that has looked at that document on the state side is now gone. So we have new staff looking at this. So we're going to meet on Monday to see what our next steps are. Route 34 project, it's moving. You see the activity out there. Right now, we're still going through shop drawings and RFIs. We have a meeting scheduled tomorrow to resolve a conflict with at Bridge and 34. But it looks like there's activity there. So
yeah, there's a lot going on. What's the conflict, Rob?
There's some utilities that are there now that are not shown on the state's drawings that may have been installed in the time from when they prepared their map to when they put it out to bid, presumably. But they've gotten that additional test bid information, and I think we're going to meet with DiCarlo and Dahl, and they're going to share us with that test bid information to see how we can install the sanitary sewer around what's there.
Okay.
CMOM, it's being done by WPCA. They're collecting the data, and we'll be submitting the report in June. As part of that, they're doing or going to be doing CCTV inspections, which will take that data. And dovetail that into phase five SSCS rehab project. Phase four, the work is going to start this coming Monday. That'll last 3 to maybe 4 days. They'll line the entire project limit and then come back.
Stop for a minute. Somebody's got a lot of background noise there. I don't know who it is.
You know what? It could be me. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Rob.
So phase four is starting Monday. National Water Main Cleaning Company will be out there lining the entire project, and then they'll come back at a date to be determined to do the laterals. And then phase five, once we get the CCTV video inspections, there's always some critical infrastructure that needs to be replaced that the WPCA finds. So we're going to put that with what's in the list to be done and then come up with a project. And again, we'll put this out to bid just like we did phases one and three and four, so that we're the first ones out of the gate at the beginning of the year. So right now everybody's fairly busy or struggling to find materials. So we're gonna recommend that we bid phase five just like we did before in December. So we award in January, start in February with the award of contracts and start working the first of spring. We would have done phase four 3 weeks ago, but there were some material issues. So this is a good time. We have good pricing. It's a good time to do these projects first. And then our GIS folks are developing forms to help WPCA staff collect the data, whether it's fast oil and grease or manhole inspections. jetting. We're developing those forms, and later this spring we'll sit down with Ed and his team to go over those. And that's it.
Any questions for Rob?
Yeah, I do, Jack. Rob, this thing has been going on for a couple of weeks discussing this this 30-foot deep sewer line in front of town hall, in front of City Hall on 34, and the rerouting going down to do away with the 30-foot cut and getting down across down on the First Street. Where is all this? What's going on with this? I've gotten a couple calls from Steve Iacone about it. I saw a couple emails back and forth. Where do we stand, and is there a savings?
Well, I believe that DiCarlo and Dahl met with the mayor, and they got DiCarlo and Dahl direction to stick with the original plan. The original plan shows it's a 25-foot deep sewer being installed on 34 and flow heading west to east. We're planning on sticking with that plan and eliminating all of the gravity sewer along the dike. But we're also looking at, there was a manhole, it was manhole 4A, I believe, in the plans, that if we eliminate that manhole, there's a potential opportunity to raise that deep section about 3 feet, maybe 4 feet. So instead of 25 feet, it may be 21 feet. More of a reasonable depth. It's shorter piping. It's shorter distance to install it the way it's shown in the drawings. So the plan is to pretty much stay with the original intent. Other than this, we're going to meeting tomorrow because there's a conflict with a utility, which is UI. They put a duct bank in the corridor, so we're going to have to relocate around that or get the data to see if we have to relocate around that. But we're going to be discussing that tomorrow. But we're proceeding with sticking with the original plan.
So what you're telling me is the mayor knows more about it than the engineers? The mayor made this decision?
The decision was to eliminate. It was more of an economic development decision to free up that utility, all the utilities along the dike, because it had the potential to impact the site to have this 20-inch gravity sewer that kind of goes along the dike. We looked at deferring if you utilize that pipe along the dike and defer to the developer to make install gravity sewer that fits that need or make the diversion at that time. It's just no one really knows what's going there. So I think it's whether you install it the way we have it shown now, or defer it. If a developer comes in, they want to build something there, and they'll relocate it then. So it's a deferred cost. So it was the plan from day one was give the developer a clean slate. I think either option works. So from an engineering standpoint, whether you go west to east or utilize the existing infrastructure.
I don't know. Hopefully we're not around when we have to dig down 30 feet to get to that pipe for any kind of problems, because I can't imagine that in the middle of Route 34. The mayor is the executive order, so what are we going to do? I think it should have been considered.
Yeah, the need to dig that out is very little, because what we're doing is it's going to be a PVC pipe, a C900 PVC pipe, 24-inch diameter, and it'll be encased in concrete with sheeting left in place. So we're effectively building a tunnel. Even if that pipe completely disappeared, you'll have a concrete tunnel, reinforced concrete tunnel. So it's really meant to stay there.
Okay.
Forever.
All right.
Other questions? Okay, hearing none, let's move on to the minutes. The only thing I say about the minutes, I think we had tabled something that we're supposed to bring back. I forget what it was. I think it was something with the Derbyshire.
Oh. Yeah, I think we needed more information, Jack. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, and I forgot what it was, but
let me say something. I have last month's.
There was also something to do with the woman that was looking for some sort of a refund on her bill.
Yeah.
For doing the power washing on her house.
Yep.
Oh, that's it. That was the one.
Yeah, I mean, the record just shows that we tabled it, which is, fine. But I think it said that we tabled it till this month. Technically, it's not on the agenda for tonight anyways. I think we'll have to bring it back next month because, Marcy, I doubt if you have all the figures. I think you talked about getting some figures, right?
Figures for the usage, is that it?
Yeah.
Get consumption, yeah.
Oh. All right, so again, we'll have to do that next month. But so a motion to approve would be in order?
Motion to approve.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Well, wait a minute. I only heard one aye. Bob, you're muted.
Aye.
Wait for Bob to get back to us. Click that microphone, Bob. There you go. You in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Abstain? All right. Minutes are approved. All right. The bills. Okay. Let me go through these. Got quite a few different things to do here today. All right. The first one. Oh, wait a minute.
That's not the bills.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Okay. The first one is these 23 checks for $39,879.22. What's your pleasure? Got all the detail behind it, too.
Make a motion to pay.
All right, do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we're paying that one. All right, this next one is the 16 checks for $34,523.06. Again, what's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
All right, do we hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, we're paying those. Move this around. All right. Oops. Let's see. A minute. There we go. All right. This is from our bill for DiCarlo and Dahl for $2,400. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to pay West and Sampson.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Next one is this bill from McVac Environmental Services. Ed, do you want to say anything about this?
Absolutely. McVac is the company that we hired to come in, do all the wet well cleanings at the pumps. And to clean out the grit chamber that is offline. So we're doing that, all of them semi-annually.
Okay. So this is for $5,654.95. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Hey, do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right, we're paying that. All right, this is, Marcy, you want to talk about this? This is the for Ansonia?
Yeah, this is the second half of what we owe Ansonia. The people that are on the Ansonia line, we collect the money and we give them we've paid them the first half already. So this is just the second payment.
All right, so we need a motion to pay Ansonia $33,402.55. It's your pleasure.
Make a motion to pay Ansonia.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Well, I only heard one aye. Let me get
aye. Aye.
Aye.
Abstained. All right, we're paying that. All right, the next one. Okay. Well, actually, the next two are bond related, but I'll do them one at a time. The next one is from DeCarlo and Dow. And Rob, I believe this is the extra funding that we approved. And my question is, can you tell if this is the, you know, I'm assuming this is the final bill.
If you're asking me, I don't believe it's the final bill. It looks like it's they're a little over 50% spent, and they are processing RFIs and shop drawings as part of the WPCA effort of the state's project.
Right, and as you see on here, we had approved it not to exceed $15,000. So someone want to make a motion to pay?
Motion to pay with the understanding it has to go before the oversight committee.
Right, the infrastructure committee.
Infrastructure, I'm sorry.
Okay. Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Aye. Sorry.
Okay. And this one would also require infrastructure approval. These are the Carl and Dow bills for the work on 34. So these are from the bond. So the total is $7,304.64. So we need a motion with the approval of infrastructure. So we want to make that motion.
That wasn't the DeCarlo and Dow. That was for Weston and Sampson, Jack.
Right. Did I say DeCarlo?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
again, make a motion to pay with the exception of with the oversight committee or over. The other committee, the oversight committee, to sign off on.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're done with that.
All right, Jack, now we've got, that means we have four bills that have to go before the oversight committee or the infrastructure committee. Before they can be paid.
Well, we did today. I think there's one previous, right?
Right. Okay. So, just so the record knows that there's quite a few of them out there that have not been done.
Yeah. Again,
they have to appoint more members. They have no. They're short two members.
They don't even have a chairman.
Yeah.
Well, they know it, you know, I'll remind them again, but, you know, look, we've done our job.
No, I know.
But all along, we've done our job. So.
Marsh, you have a list of all these, right? Have you, like, kind of got a separate file?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So now we have the capital transfers, 341-416-05. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to transfer.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by James.
Second, yeah.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. And then we have one transfer to make. Marcy, this is just $800 to cover the audit bill.
Yes.
Okay. So it's moving between accounts to cover the cost of the audit.
Make a motion to transfer.
Yes.
All right. Kelly, I heard you for a second. All is in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. We're done with that. All right. Now I'll come back to finance. I'm not going to say much about finance. I was hoping that we would get John Acabal to do the audit with us today, because I think, you know, we, in order to get a full understanding of what's in these reports, we need to understand the audit. He couldn't make it today, but he will be here next month. So, you know, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, but I don't want to reject it this time, but I don't want to approve it either. So I'd entertain a motion to accept it rather than approve it.
I'll make a motion to accept. Accept.
Sorry. Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. And really, the difference in saying accept and approve is by accepting it, we're acknowledging we received it. We're not acknowledging that we're in agreement with it. So, okay. Ed, you're up.
All right, in the collection system, we responded to a total of 41 call before you dig tickets with 4 emergency tickets, responded to a total of 1 call out with no emergency call outs. For the month of March, we had an average flow of 1.36 million gallons a day, a total flow of 42 million gallons a day, and a max flow of 3.37 million gallons per day. Our average total nitrogen was 60 pounds per day. Limit is 71. Average BOD was 12 milligrams per liter. We're permitted for 30. Average suspended solids is 9 milligrams per liter. We're permitted for up to 30. Average turbidity was 4.7. On the maintenance side, internal mixed liquor pump 3 was found offline on 315. It was determined that the cause was a bad VFD. New VFD was ordered. The pump is running at 100% speed until the VFD is installed. I believe it's 12 weeks out. Oh. Semi-annual pump station rag grit grease cleaning was completed. Grit chamber was taken offline for semi-annual cleaning. Quarterly sewer cleaning is underway. Semi-annual pump station generator maintenance is complete. And we also assisted the Board of Education with a blockage at Bradley School. In general, we ordered the new Immler pump D. We do have I need to discuss a approval for the Immler pump repair, which I believe is the next page.
Yep. You said?
Not the right one.
That's not the right one?
No.
That's the fleet one.
That's the one I sent you after I sent the packet.
Okay, I don't have it.
I can tell you the price. I have it. It's $5,814. And if there's a way to share my screen, I can pull it up.
Let me see. I'll stop share for mine. I don't know if I can do this. Oh, I lost all my. All right, try it now.
Okay.
Should be able to do it.
There's, this is it right here.
Yeah, it's coming up.
There you go.
And this is the first Immler pump that went down. We had enough parts and pumps to put one together. That's the one that's in there working now. And this is to take the pump that we do have and turn it into or the mixer that we did have and turn it into a pump and repair it as well.
Well, I mean, we don't have any choice. We got to do this, right?
Yes, because if we don't, then we're not going to have a backup if it goes down. Right.
So you're just asking for approval. So someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
A second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstain? Okay. All right.
And then the last thing that I had was the discussion for the Lifter Plus, which I sent out yesterday. And I believe Marcy sent out today as well for everyone.
Yeah, and it's up on the screen. Should be, well, wait a minute. All right, again, if you read it, we're not authorizing the purchase yet. We're authorizing a demo, correct?
Yes. So what they're gonna do is they're gonna allow us to demo it for 3 days. They're gonna give us 30 days altogether to try it. Once we get it hooked up, 3 days to use it to see if it works for us. And at that point, if we like it, we have the option to purchase. If we don't like it, if it doesn't work to our expectations, we can just ship it back. The shipping cost is on them to ship it out to us, but the shipping cost would be on us to send it back if we don't like it. The reason that I wanted to get the approval for the demo is if we do like this, I would like to order it because I think it's a safety feature to have, and I just like to do it the right way. So the total cost, if it does work, the only things that we are getting is the Lifter Plus, which is $5,495. And the swing arm attachment for $850.
All right, and you know, again, I think we've come a long way in terms of safety, and I think this is something that improves efficiency as well. Even though safety, I think, is the number one concern here, you know, I'd be in favor of it. So,
we had the money in the account to do it for this year.
Yes, sir.
What kind of modifications do you have to do to the truck in order to like demo it for now?
It, you know, it's either front or rear mounted, and we have a receiver hitch on the back of our 2500 pickup truck. Okay. So all we have to do is, you know, put it in there, attach it to the receiver hitch. And then they have temporary cables that get run to the battery, or they said if they have anything for that year vehicle, it may be able to hook up into the trailer hitch.
Okay.
So ultimately,
you know, it should be a pretty quick install.
It should be.
Crazy retro. Okay.
Right.
Ed, will that stay on the truck? Is that something that you're going to have to put on in the morning, or is that something you'll be able to swing to the side and leave it on the truck?
No, it does swing to the side. We're only going to demo it on the pickup truck because it's the easiest way to demo it. If it is something that we're going to go with, what I want to do is put it on the back of the camera truck that doesn't have a receiver hitch on it now. So that'll be more work to get a receiver hitch to put on there, run the wiring and everything. It makes the most amount of sense to have that because whenever we go out to do any kind of manhole servicing or anything, we use the new camera truck. We put the camera down, it comes out the back end. So it makes all the sense in the world to have everything right there, lift it up, move the cover out of the way, send the camera down, do the jet or anything that we need to do.
All right, I'm gonna guess you probably have more than one man when you're doing this, right? So you don't need the camera, the dash cam?
No, because one of the reasons that I wanna do it on the camera truck as well is the camera truck has a backup camera and it's mounted on the box so you can see where you're lining up.
Okay.
So we didn't see a need for the camera.
Okay, we need a motion.
Motion to purchase.
Second.
Okay, pending the recommendation of Ed.
Yes.
All right, okay. It's So we got a motion and a second.
Sorry, I don't have any information about that, but I found something similar. Do you know what does pending recommendation mean, journal?
No, I don't. All right.
Oops. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, that's approved. Okay, under new business, we're back to it's time for budgets. And Marcy, you want to explain again when we have to get this all done by?
Well, our budget's supposed to be set by the end of May.
Okay.
So we have to have the public hearing, and it depends on when you want to have that.
So the public hearing has to be in May before
approval.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's tight.
Yeah.
Tight.
I'm not even close to getting my billing done yet. For figures.
I mean, again, it's going to be tight. Can we start on May 4th if we stay to Wednesdays?
I'm fine with that.
Should be able to.
I would say May 4th and May 11th. 18th is our meeting, and the 25th could be the public hearing.
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be four straight Wednesdays. You know, hopefully we can get it all done on the 4th and 11th, give the preliminary approval on the 25th, on the 18th. And Marcy, would we have to have the public hearing and a special meeting right after the public hearing to approve?
Yes, to adopt the rates, yes.
All right, so put it on your calendar. That's where we're going to be for the next few weeks. And then Ed and Marcy, if you start working on that again, if you could have, you know, this year's budget and next year's budget on there, so we see where we stand. The other item is this Kelly Robertson issue. Again, you want to talk about that, Marcy?
Yes. Kelly Robertson came in, and first of all, he got the house from his mother, I guess, in probate. It was turned over to him. So he got his bill in September, but he claims he never got his bill. So when I sent out delinquent notices in March, he got the bill. He came in. He said he just said, you can't bill a dead person. But the bill...
Well, that's not quite true, because you can bill a dead person's estate.
Yeah. The notice went out the same place the bill went. So he did get the note. I don't know why he didn't get his original bill, but anyway. So he ended up paying the bill, and he stewed about it. Then he called the next day and he put stop payments on the check. And he complained that I was nasty to him. Okay, maybe I was a little bit, maybe, but he was just obnoxious. So he complained to Walt. The man put stop payments on his checks, and then he ended up paying, but they told him upstairs that he didn't have to pay the interest. So
they don't have that authority.
Pardon?
They don't have that authority.
I know it. I did post it without the interest, but I told the mayor's secretary. I didn't talk to them, but so I said, who told you?
Who actually told them that he didn't have to pay the interest?
I think it was Walt. I'm not sure.
And how much was it?
It was like that $964, yep, and $10, like $19.
It's not even with the aggravation.
Maybe Walt will pay it for him.
Yeah, should I bill him?
Yeah, right.
But I think it was just to make this man go away. But really, from now on, they really should not do that. No, it has to come before.
I'll talk to Walt, because again, no one has the authority to do that except for us. Period.
Right. Okay? Right.
And they may mean well, but it causes problems down the road.
Yeah. Well, it's state statute. You got to follow the rules.
Yeah.
And I really don't think it was a clear our fault. I mean, he got the delinquent notice. Just because he didn't get the bill, and plus he lived there for many years, so they should know they're getting a bill, even if they don't physically get a bill.
Well, as I said, you know, the estate gets the bill anyways.
Yeah.
So, do we need a motion of any kind?
I would just, forgive the interest. And
anyone want to make that motion?
Not really.
That's why I feel too. Just for $19, I just don't know if it's worth the aggravation at this point.
It really isn't worth the aggravation.
Then I'd have to repost it, take it off and repost it, and it's.
I made a motion to pay the bill.
Okay, I didn't hear you, Bob.
I say I'll make a motion to pay the bill. I don't think we want to start a trend. And we really didn't make that decision. I guess it's not paying the bill. It's forgiving the interest, I guess.
Okay, why don't you tack on that we also inform City Hall that they don't have the authority to do that.
Okay, we can add that. Inform City Hall.
Got a motion to not charge the interest, but to inform City Hall only WPCA can do that.
Good.
Second. All is in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay.
Hey, Jack, before you go any further, I think you might have missed one bill for that flight pump, the reconditioned pump. Did I miss that somehow?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I thought that was with.
No, I don't think that was a flight.
No,
or maybe it was flight, bill. But it's a different.
I may have missed it. Yeah, I did see that, because that had Kevin's.
Right.
Ed, wasn't that an older one? So then the one that we approved was an updated version of that? I thought that was my understanding, which is what happened with it.
Let me see if I can find it. Let's go back to the full packet. Give me a second here. This one? Not this one, no. It's not that one.
Yes, that.
Is that it?
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I don't think so. No, you actually clear the screen. It might be, Jack. The top of it says reconditioned flight. No, that was a mixer repair.
Click number 9, like 09. It's like right in the middle of your tabs that you have open.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
That one.
Yeah, that's the one I think we missed.
Okay.
Right, Ed?
No, actually, that was the
that's
one.
That's the old one.
Yeah, that's okay. The one that shouldn't have got submitted.
Right, so okay. Was it in the, Marcy, was it no. In the packet?
No, that wasn't supposed to be in the packet.
Okay. So you don't have to do anything with this one, because it's was the wrong fleet one. You had already discussed the updated one.
All right, so we don't have anything to do.
All right, my apologies.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you, though.
All right, old business. I'll go through these. Regional study update. Nothing has happened. Okay. And, You know, I had sent an email to John DeCarlo, I think it's at least a month, asking for some information, because I did see someplace else that the NVCOG had a grant application in. I don't know how much or exactly what for the regional study. I think it was statewide ARPA funds, but I'm not sure. So I sent him an email and said, hey, is there something going on? Because I saw that you're still eligible, because they had narrowed down the list. I happened to see them on a list of others. Never got a response, not a single word. So, you know, as I said, we invested a lot of time and effort in this. I've called Sheila O'Malley a couple of times. And just yesterday, I said I'd go and take a look at the minutes of the WPCA meetings in Ansonia and Seymour. And I discovered that in Ansonia, I think it was back in January and February, they talked about sending a letter to NVCOG saying they don't want any part of this. But they never sent it, as far as I can tell. I couldn't find a reference. Then I went back to look at Seymour. I had to go back really all the way to December to find anything. And though they took no action, basically in their discussions, they said they didn't need this. So
Has the study been paid for, Jack, you know?
Well, I would assume it must have been paid for, but
yeah, everybody's happy. They got paid. We lost 3 years.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But you know, one way or the other, it should come to an end. Okay.
Probably has. They haven't told you.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. They should. I told you that I ended up on the NVCOG meeting with the mayors several weeks ago, because I had mentioned to Mark Loretti, I said, gee,
right,
I don't know what's happening, but one way or the other, get it done.
Yep.
You know, really no action. So
yep.
I'm not doing anything else on that. Okay. I'm very frustrated, as I said last month, but nothing to say. All right, part B, public-private option, that there is progress, okay? There was a meeting with the privatization committee on Monday night, and Aquarian has made a preliminary proposal. It's not the full offer, because they didn't submit a legal document to City Hall. And the only thing I can say is the committee has a lot of work to do to see if it makes sense or not. Okay, there's a lot of work that has to be done to look at all the options in there. You know, at this point, I can't say one way or the other whether it's a good proposal or not, but it is a proposal. It's in the hands of the committee to go and do the same due diligence that Aquarian did in making the proposal. And the committee has to decide whether this makes sense for Derby or not. And even at that, they can only make a recommendation to the Board of Aldermen. They cannot make any kind of decision. So that's where it stands. You know, I think the effort is going to be there to try and get this done as quickly so it doesn't drag on like the privatization did. I think you heard me say clearly again in January, one way or the other, we can't be taking forever on all these things. This year has got to be a decision of where we're going to end up. I think it'll be part of our discussion when we meet with DEEP next Monday to see what their feeling is on this and see how they stand on the regionalization. But one way or the other, I think there'll be a decision within the next 3 months, 4 months. And James, you were at the meeting. You want to add anything?
No. The only thing is technically that committee would report to us, correct? Not the Board of Aldermen, because we would still have to approve it before even the Board of Aldermen, right?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. Because ultimately, I think it will come back here, but I don't know at the end of the day if our approval is needed. you know, that they'll have to get the corporation council to rule on that, because at the end of the day, the Board of Aldermen is the governing body of the city of Derby. Even though I think it should come back here, and even if we're not making an approval, we should make our own recommendation one way or the other. Okay, so I think whether it becomes a recommendation or an approval, it will come back here. It will come back here. So,
I mean, I am curious to know. I don't know if this is the right time or place to be asking this, but I know Ed was also at the meeting. I'm curious to know what his overall thoughts were with Aquarian's presentation.
What the first thing I'd like to say with that is I think it would be a wise decision if we asked Rob if he could put together a estimate on what the value of the plant and the complete infrastructure of the collection system and the plant is. We briefly had discussions about this previously, and I think you would be surprised at what the number comes out to be.
Well, and the committee has already said that they're going to hire someone to do that. They have to do that. Okay. So, I mean, that has to happen one way or the other. Okay. It really needs to be an independent person that makes that. And nothing against Rob, because I think he's been great, but Rob would not be considered independent.
No, but at least Rob may be able to aid in the process, because he should have easy access to the inventory.
Right. Well, again, this is where everybody has to look at those financial reports and the audit, okay? Because ultimately, in terms of the city, that's where it is, okay? And that's why I would have preferred we could have had the accountant here, but technically the audit hasn't been approved yet. But next month he will be here and have a chance to ask those questions, because, yeah, that, you know, the offer is doesn't mean anything if we don't know how much everything is worth, okay? But again, that will definitely be part of any due diligence by the committee. They couldn't possibly make a recommendation without having that information.
I could readily assemble the list of all your assets. We have it through various reports. I could put them all in one simple document, and someone gets charged to assign a dollar value to that asset, that's fine. I mean,
but Rob, even you wouldn't have them all, okay? You would have the plant facilities, but we have other assets besides the plant.
Well, you would also have trucks
and vehicles and those things that have to be put
true,
in.
True. I know
that there is, you know, part of that. The auditor has to go through that every year, every item that's there, because every single item we own also has to have a depreciation schedule. So it is there. I think the auditor would be our starting point, but, you know, again, I'd still like to see outside appraisals done as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you take that 40 miles of collection system and you value that before depreciation, you have to take the cost of what material is right now and then depreciate it from there. And that's a good value right there. I, you know, one of the other things that I was looking at during their presentation was, you know, with the money that we have to pay back out of the bond money, they're not taking into consideration, they probably don't know, is the $2 million that we still have to pay for the Route 34 project. So that's going to take another $2 million off of that. Which brings that final number down.
But that, again, that will all be done. The bond council will be brought in. That will end up in black and white. I'm not concerned about that. That has to happen.
What I would like to say, though, also is that I was very appreciative that the next day, Mr. Simonson did give me a call on my cell phone, and he asked me if I had any questions or concerns about the presentation, what my thoughts were, and, you know, how I felt about it, if how the staff feels. So I was genuinely appreciative that he made that phone call.
Yeah, again, at the end of the day, the committee's charge is to see if there's a deal that makes sense for the city, okay, and everybody involved. We spent 3 years on the privatization to come to nothing, okay? You know, if we come to nothing on this, which is very possible, it's not going to take 3 years.
No.
Okay, it's not going to take 3 years. You know, this is going to happen in the next 3 to 6 months. And if it happens, well, it'll only because it shows a value. If it doesn't happen, then we have to get back to the drawing board and figure out how we make this work with just city funding. But we'll see. We'll see. I have a completely open mind on it.
You know, I think we need to start thinking about it. I mean, since we're going to be talking about the budget anyway, I think we have to plan that we're not moving forward with it. Like, I have a really open mind about it too, but that doesn't mean we as a board stop looking at, you know, the future of us maintaining this. So.
No, well, you know, the next step in us going alone comes after the meeting with Deep on Monday. Because keep in mind, we have technically our blueprint that we submitted in 2020, in June 2020, that, you know, if none of these other things go through, that's the blueprint. Okay, so, you know, as you say, we have to consider what happens under all these circumstances.
One of the things that I would like to point out, you know, and I know I've said this before, but when they also did their presentation, they were proposing $32 million worth of plant upgrades over a 10-year span, which is exactly what we had proposed to do in 2014, and we were told no. So that is something I am going to bring up in the meeting with Deep, that, you know, they're going to propose, you know, not a full facilities upgrade, but a reconditioning of the plant, as they called it, over the next 10 years. We still have referendum money that we could do that ourselves. And I think James is absolutely right where we
you're wrong about that. We do not have the money.
Well, not all of it, but we have,
don't have the money to 16 do that, million. So, yeah, let's not get these numbers wrong. Okay?
No, I wasn't saying that we had 32 million. Yeah. We still have money left out of that 32 million.
Right, which will not cover the plan. Okay?
No.
Will not cover the plan. So, but you know, again, now I don't think we need to discuss this anymore. That's the job of the privatization committee, to come back to us with something. We have to proceed as though nothing is going to happen. That's our job. Okay. On this committee, our job is to proceed as though nothing's going to happen, and we have to keep going on our own. So we'll see. But you know, it's been a frustrating, I would say, 3 years of privatization, but it's actually longer than that. Again, I keep coming back to it. The referendum was in 2014. Where in 2022, everything in that referendum was supposed to be done by 2018, 2019 at the latest. So it's taken.
Who's on the committee? The committee for the
Board of Aldermen. Two members of the Board of Apportionment and Taxation, the City Council, the City Treasurer, the Finance Director is named on there, and then there are two from WPCA, and then there are two at large. So it was designed to have input from, you know, all aspects of the community. So. I can't tell you what anyone thinks about it. You know, I didn't see anyone going crazy one way or the other last night. They asked good questions, and they're going to have to ask a lot more questions before we get to the end of this. So, but you know, that's just the update. That's where things stand. Let's see. Under old business, we had phase five. But Rob, I think you already covered phase five. I don't think we need to do any more with that, do we?
Correct. Yeah, we talked about that.
All right. So with that, I guess ask for motion to adjourn, but you know, mark your calendars. We've got those three straight Wednesdays in May. Oh, wait a minute. Look at that. I hope that's not a problem for me.
At 6:30, right?
Well, yeah. What's, is everybody happy with 6:30? It works for everyone? Okay, at 6:30. Maybe the public hearing, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Followed by the special meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, motion to adjourn would be in order.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Well, no discussion on motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? We're adjourned.
Okay.
Good night, all. See you on the 4th.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.